If you are buying or selling property in Western Kentucky or Southern Illinois, contact Whitetail Properties agent Mark Williams. Your Whitetail Properties land specialist is right here in Marion, Kentucky, and ready to discuss a plan that is right for you. That's Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams, agent. All right, Coach Courtney, coming off of a district loss to Russellville, 27-0, a game that the defense played well enough to win. I know that's something that it seems like a familiar refrain, but the defense just played great. They scored a couple of returned one interception for a touchdown there in the second half, and then got one on special teams on us that, you know, I don't know you'd like to have that one back. But as far as the defense goes, two first downs Russell had in the second half and put up 20 points on us.
Yeah, I was proud of the defense. I was able to see a lot of good things. Watching Russell on film, didn't know how we'd match up with them exactly. Really athletic across the board. And I thought the secondary did a great job kind of keeping them one-dimensional. And I think that was within their game plan, too, that they just wanted to pound us. But and they got some good plays. But overall, I thought that we handled them really well. We had a couple misalignment things that allowed them to get a big play and then sustain some drives. In reality, a lot of I thought their success was came off our mistakes defensively, things that we can clean up easily, just in a couple seconds, just to get us lined up in the right spots. With that being said, very proud of the guys. Thought a lot of guys played well and played with a lot of heart for four quarters and never quit, never let up at all, even when it was pretty clear that we weren't going to win the game, continue to fight. Just overall as a team, just told them that if we take care of business, we'll have this team again. So you want to continue to send your message, even if it's personally, you want them to remember who you are, you know, throughout the whole game. So like Dylan Yates, you want to keep winning your battle. You want to keep saying, man, we had a lot of trouble with them and everybody. But and I thought that they did that defensively.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely a team very likely to see again if we can get past Russellville in the opening round of the playoffs, which we anticipate doing. We blanked them a couple of weeks ago. So this time it would be at Russellville, but we're going to certainly have to get things going offensively, Coach. When you've got 58 total yards, it's hard to hang your hat on anything. And I noticed you have no offensive player of the week this week.
Yeah, just hard to. Once again, just not execution. We got to figure it out. There's things there that we're just not seeing or not doing right. Just a few things that we got to fix. We got to go into the mentality that we got to find our identity here, and it's late to do it, but it's what's got to be done. It can still be done. There's still time left, and we're going to, make things as simple as possible and get to what we truly want to be the next few weeks in the season. And no matter how it goes, we're done searching. We're just going to hang our hat on these few things and see how it goes. We got to be able to execute some things well. We're just not doing that right now.
Well, let's go back to the defense. A lot of guys played very well. Dylan Yates played his typical game, knocked a ball out of a guy's hand over there, and Briley Berry picked it up and gave us a short field. We had short field all night. We were in their territory more than half our series. Uh-huh. But then Zach McGahan, gosh, just lights out game for Zach.
Yeah, yeah. He's been a guy that's been really solid for us, but this game was as good as I've ever seen him play. He went off, 18 total tackles. Did it all, was able to do it in space against their athletes, was able to go up in their power formations and stop them at the line of scrimmage. Just a lights-out game for him. Can't say enough about him. Just a kid that works so hard in the offseason and all the time and always knows what he's supposed to be doing, and he really put it all together on senior night and had a great night for us. It was a big part of our success, being able to stop him.
Sammy Impostato, another one. He had that great big guy there in front of him, the center.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything with Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy was able to cause a lot of disruption with his speed and his get-off. It was kind of, I think, a good matchup for us down there with him. He hurt him a lot, caused a lot of disruption. Like you said, Yates did the same thing. Really started off well with that strip sack and gave us a lot of momentum early. I thought kind of, you know, we stopped them early. I thought it was important to start fast, and I thought the defense did start really fast. Secondary played really well. Mm-hmm. That team's been able to throw the ball all over everyone they've played, and weren't able to get much going, handle their good receivers, and they're really, really good, mm-hmm. both of them. 10-2 on the outside, and you probably, if you didn't know, would not think that after watching that game they weren't able to really do anything offensively uh-huh. against us. So got to hats off to the secondary and got to give them some credit for that. Overall, watching the film, there wasn't really a guy that really played bad. There's some things that we have to fix, but guys played really hard and played really well defensively. Mm-hmm.
Logan Bailey, a guy that, you know, we say kind of flies in under the radar, 10 total tackles, 5 solos, 5 assists, and that's back in that secondary. It appeared to me that I don't know whether how much by design or whether by the fact that they just didn't feel like they could throw the ball against us, but they certainly didn't try to put it in the air too much.
Yeah, no, and I think you're right. I think a lot of it was that they wanted to come in and set the tone physically. That they have, you know, some big old guys back there, and all their backs run hard, and they're probably a lot bigger than us and stronger than us, and they think, you know, just pound it right down their throat is what we'll do. And, you know, they had a little success doing that, but overall I thought we handled it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they threw for only 18 yards in the game, and you had a lot of guys back there in the secondary that, despite the fact they have some great athletes, I mean, we've got some pretty good athletes too back there in the secondary. So
yeah, we do.
Great job of those guys. Your Rowan Perkins was your special teams player of the week. He had 5 solo tackles. He got after it a little bit.
Yeah, he was playing well. He'd fly down on a kickoff and make a tackle, and then he pinned them deep back on the punt. We had a punt and pinned them back on the, I don't know, inside of the 10. I think it was on the 7. There was a penalty. I don't know where the ball
probably should have been about the 3.
Yeah, that's what we thought. Yeah. But that was a great job by him. And those are big plays in games like that that really matter. And then he was able to block a kick. So he was all over the field on special teams. Not a guy that's getting a whole lot of reps. He had some injuries later or early in the year that kind of kept him out. And he's still getting back in the groove of things. But he definitely made the most of his reps on special teams and did a great job.
So, overall, this game against Russellville, I know you came away, although we lost 27-0, you have to feel like this is a game. We see him again. There's some things that we can do. We've got a shot at this team, don't we?
Yeah, I think defensively we play like we did, and we'll be right in the game again. And offensively, I expect us to be better, have a better understanding of what they're going to do and how they're going to play us and just play better. We just didn't play well offensively, and we know that we can play a lot better than we did. Special team mishaps, turnovers, you know, things mm-hmm. that don't normally happen. Special teams played really well, but it's just that one play that you just can't have. We just can't have a turnover on special teams. Just a bad bounce, and we kind of knock the ball from, you know, each other. But just a play that can't happen. But overall, yeah, I feel good about it. Came in this game loose, told the guys to come in loose. Felt like no matter what, you know, it's just kind of see where we're at against these guys. Obviously, we want to win, but throw a lot of different things at them, see what works, see what doesn't work, and we'll more than likely be seeing them again regardless of the outcome of that game Friday. So,
well, when you start with the ball in their territory 6 out of 12 times, you expect to put some points on the board. If we're going to beat them, obviously we're going to have to put some points on the board when we go down to Russell.
Yeah. Offense, we got to score. We got to score. There's no secret about it. We got to do a better job. I think everyone, coaches, the players, everyone knows that's something that we obviously have to do better at.
Well, we have added a 10th game, and the Rockets will be going to Dresden, Tennessee. First time ever these two teams will meet down there. Dresden is just a small city school there in Weakley County. Good matchup for us, Coach, really.
Yeah, excited about it. Don't know a whole lot about them, but know they're a good football team. They're ranked in the top 10 in Class A in Tennessee. And look like they have a lot of good football history, looking into them a little bit. And Coach Hodge has come from Murray that we played last year, mm-hmm. and he always does a good job with his teams. And, you know, they're physical, they're tough. They're a lot like we are, I think, as far as just kids, the type of team. But they do different things, obviously, offensively and defensively than we do. But I think it'll be a good matchup for us, one that go in the playoffs would be a good game for us.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because somebody asked me this morning about Dresden and said, you know, what are they like? I said, they're a whole lot like Crittenden County, a small school with a lot of pride in their football program.
Yeah, that's what it looks like on film. Most kids, I mean, maybe like us, not the most athletic kids in the world, but very they're similar. Dang tough and just keep going after it. I liked what I saw out of them.
So we'll talk about this matchup against Dresden a little more on the coach's show later this week. And I will go ahead and tell folks that this is an NFHS network school, so the game will be shown on the NFHS network, and we will not be able to broadcast that game. I've already checked on that. So we will talk to you on Thursday, Coach Courtney, and excited to see what players we bring this week.
Yeah.
Good. People are enjoying the kids on the coaches show.
Yeah, it'll be good. We got a few more left, so we'll get them all on.
And we've got a few more games left. You know, we're gonna go deep.
That's the plan.
All right, Coach Courtney, thank you.